This week's overseas correspondent is our man in Estonia, Silver Tamba. Kia ora, Silver. Welcome back to Nights.
Kia ora. Tere õhtust. Good evening in Estonian.
How's it going in Estonia? But it's probably not the evening. It's the morning, isn't it?
It's actually morning in Estonia, indeed, yes. It's all right. It's quite stormy weather right now. Very, very cold and you know, obviously getting cold.
You got snow already?
Not yet. But they are predicting snow soon, so I guess it will be here sooner or later.
Now, we in New Zealand, as I'm sure, well, most countries in the world have a certain number percentage of the population who are reluctant to be vaccinated against COVID-19. And I thought Estonia would be one of those countries where you're very highly educated. You're an e-nation. You've even got e-passports. So that's how cutting edge you are. But you got anti-vaxxers too, right?
That's right. And it's interesting contrast. The irony is indeed that it's one hand, Estonia is very modern. You know, we were proud of being a so-called digital state and all that. And at the same time, you have loads of people who are indeed what we call anti-vaxxers, anti-science, anti-sort of, you know, medical proper scientific solutions, etc., etc. You know, if you look at Estonian social media, it's full of conspiracy theories about COVID and about vaccinations and all that. It's actually a huge problem here, because right now just 55% of the population is fully vaccinated, and that's just too small number. I mean, even on a European Union level, the aim is to vaccinate at least 70%, so it's well below that. And a lot of young people are against it as well. I guess if you look at the young people's mindset, maybe it's just sort of carefree and careless attitude probably. But there are also many older generation people, and they are obviously most at risk. It is an issue here, a challenge.
Are people holding protest rallies against vaccination, gathering in their thousands to say we want to remain free of the jab?
They are also holding protests, but Estonians are not really kind of street type of people who are going to on the street to protest. So they're not very huge. But
no, you don't. You generally protest by going to parks and singing in your thousands. That's your main way of expressing dissent against the authorities.
Usually, yes, exactly. Usually that's true. But social media is, and then, you know, some sort of fake news kind of media outlets as well, which we have quite a few now in Estonia as well. And of course, you know, there's a populist political party that is also kind of encouraging. They're not really actually, even they are not actually saying, straightforwardly saying that, you know, don't vaccinate. But at the same time, they're against sort of, you know, kind of what they call so-called forced vaccination. So they say, they argue that, you know, people should have a choice and then that. So it's a kind of contradicting message. And this party is very popular in Estonia right now. You know, it's got about 23-24% of the popularity. You know, they've got quite a lot of impact. But it's not the only reason. I mean, this historically, a lot of Estonians have been suspicious of vaccinations in general. And I just read yesterday an old folk legend. I mean, it could be a true story, but during the Spanish flu, which was roughly in 1918, so roughly about 100 years ago across Europe, which, you know, killed millions. Hmm. Estonians apparently they recipe was just to isolate themselves, which again, you know, it could have helped, of course, because, you know, you isolate and you know maybe less likely to get infected.
Well, that's what New Zealand did for quite successfully for a while with the current pandemic. We cut ourselves off from the rest of the world and it didn't get in for a while.
Yeah, I guess so. But anyway, I mean, there's a folk legend even from that era that there's a story of an old woman who, basically left everything behind and except food and went to a swamp island to wait for the pandemic to pass. And God knows how many years she lived there. But it's but okay, this is fair enough. Isolating yourself. But what's really concerning is that there are so many stories of how, people can sort of heal themselves of, sort of stories about, kind of believing into healing powers and all that. And then we have quite a lot of those people in Estonia, funny enough. And that I don't know if that's something to do again, that it's one of the least religious countries. So rather than, sort of so a lot of people kind of traditionally believe in sort of nature and the sort of healing powers of the nature and all that, and sort of kind of esoteric stuff almost. And it's really contradicting of our sort of modern technology minded sort of mindset. So yeah, there's a huge contrast here in that sense.
I mean, here you are, a country which a lot of its economy relies on the ability to manipulate semiconductors. And in order to actually understand how that works, you need, this is at the very basics of the engineering, you probably need some understanding of quantum mechanics to understand why those superconductors do, well, not superconductors, those semiconductors do what they do. But yet at the same time, you're into quasi New Age healing as a solution to the pandemic.
Yeah, almost like into magic and all that, even we had some politicians who said, oh, in the old days that's what they used to do, just put some spread something on your skin, whatever that was, some
Right.
sort of natural thing, that kind of attitude,
I'm
and
guessing, Silva, it's at 55% fully vaccinated in your country, then it's not compulsory. You're not, people can't force you to take the vaccine, can they?
No, they can't. And this is one of the criticism about actually against the current government, that some people are arguing that the government has not been strict enough, that they should have actually imposed stricter regulations straight away. They are now slowly introducing more strict. So from next week, if you go to a restaurant or bar, you can only allowed in if you are vaccinated. So before, but at the same time, this decision has also faced criticism because they say that only if you're vaccinated, but if you've taken a test which shows it's negative, you're not allowed in. But some people argue that even if you are vaccinated, taking the test still would be good, because well, I mean that even if you are vaccinated, you can still become ill again, as we know, so
Yes, and you
that's not
can,
really
there's a
foolproof.
still, there's a much reduced chance of you getting sick or passing it on, but it's still a chance, isn't it? Much reduced, but still
Exactly.
there. What, by the way,
Yeah,
what's happening with
exactly.
infection rates and hospitalization now?
It's going up as well again. It's about 75% of the peak which we had in March, but it's getting going up. About 500 people are in hospital. I mean, it sounds maybe small number in some other countries, but in Estonia, it's already a big number. It's a small country, so if you have, I think we have 600 or 700 intensive care places in hospitals. So it's numbers are going up. It's much worse next door in Latvia, a neighboring country, where they actually completely imposed very strict restrictions and then basically lockdown. But we're concerned it could happen in Estonia as well. So it's the numbers are going up, I'm afraid.
Now, while some folk aren't happy about being vaccinated against coronavirus, you are vaccinating some zoo animals. I'm imagining that might cause a lot of controversy.
Yeah, that's true. Yes, two chimpanzees, the name of Betty and Quincy, they were vaccinated in Tallinn Zoo. They're just currently waiting for the second dose. So I guess they cannot voice their opposition against
No.
vaccinations. But yes, yeah, but they were vaccinated indeed, yes. No, I think it was quite funny actually. I think people found it amusing. I don't think anyone minds because look, if we have enough vaccination doses, then why not?
Okay, so there hasn't been outrage about some chimps getting vaccinated, but
No,
don't you stick that
no.
jab in me. Now, before we say goodbye, I understand that Meghan Markle, what's she, the Duchess of, I forget now, is it
Of
Sussex?
Sussex,
Yeah, that's right.
Sussex indeed,
Now she's been writing about Estonia.
yes. Which it did, yes. It's funny. It was just yesterday was the news, actually. I mean, she wrote a letter to the United States of Congress and Senate, well, namely the leaders, Nancy Pelosi and Chuck Schumer. Basically, she argues that the US should also introduce paid family leave, I mean, maternity and paternity leave. Which they haven't done until now, right? Unlike like most other, Western countries. And in her letter, indeed, she mentions Estonia, singles out Estonia. She says that Estonia, for example, offers over a year and a half of leave to be shared by new parents.
Is that
So,
true?
indeed. Well, that is true, actually, and this is one of the good things indeed. Estonia probably has the longest paid leave in the world, at least one of the longest, if not the longest. And indeed, it's a good thing. Obviously, in Estonia, it was introduced because our population is so small, and people families were not having enough children, so it was really introduced about, I think, 15 years ago or so,
Has it
to
worked in
encourage
terms of
people.
encouraging the birth rate?
It has a bit, but it's still not enough. It's still enough because so many people have left the country, but it certainly has helped. And indeed, actually, I know personally some Estonians who went to other countries, to America or other Western European countries when they were in the 20s, just to experience or for career moves or whatever. And they actually returned to Estonia like 10, 15 years later when they started families. And that's one of the main reasons is that it has a long family leave, paid leave, and of actually for families, Estonia is not a bad place, because it's nice to grow up here. But yeah, it's one of the reasons many people have actually returned as well. Yeah.
And just very briefly, Silva, did you feel vindicated because Meghan Markle mentioned you?
Actually, I found it quite amusing, but I mean, it's. I guess this is for the good reason. So yeah, I mean, it's some of the, sometimes I personally think that some of the things have been hyped up a bit. Even with the digital state, there are so many things we need to change. But I guess this, in this instance, it is rightly so that Estonia is mentioned.
Silva, thanks so much for joining us again.
Thank you.
It's Silva Tamba, our man in Tallinn, Estonia. Back, I think, again, once more this year, if we can squeeze them in just before Christmas.